you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Oh, God, how I wish the body of Christ loved its own. But let's go on with what we're dealing with. If you were of the world, conducted of the world, lived of the world would love you. The world would love its own. But because you are not of this world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. People, it's not about us. It's not about your performance. It's not about you. It's about him. It's about him. Why do we have that camaraderie, that partaking, share of partaking? Because we're in him. Why do we forgive? Because we are in him. Why do we restore? Because we're in him. Not because we're in what we are. Not because we're in what we are. Please look at 1 John. Go toward Revelation and find 1 John. Same author as the Gospel of John, same author as Revelation. We get a mindset. I love the mindset of John. First John chapter 3. First John 3, verse 13. First John chapter 3, verse 13. Do not marvel, brethren, if the world hates you. I love that. I love that. Why wouldn't the world love me? Man, I'm pretty great. What do you mean they don't like me? The world likes me. No, they don't. Do not marvel, brethren. There's that word brethren right up here. Brothers, see it? We're so afraid to call each other that. And I'm not advocating that we go around calling each other brothers. But isn't it interesting that the blacks have no problem? It's my soul brother. My brother. My brother. Why do they do that? Because they have been sensed a tribulation, enslavement, prejudice against them. They sense it. Let's don't argue right or wrong. True or untrue. Let's deal with the reality of where they are. They have no problem. That's my soul brother. It's mine. We're related. We're under the same tribulation. People, that's what Christians need to do. We're under the same tribulation in this kingdom. We're under that same tribulation. And this is going to be paramount in the 7 years of the tribulation. Verse 14. We know that we have passed out of death into life. How do we know that? Theologically? There are a lot of preachers, Christians that can talk about it theologically. Look what Scripture says. We know we have passed out of darkness into light because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. And don't just set this love aside as some traditional idea, this great big 300-pound guy sitting on the couch with chili all over his t-shirt saying, I love you, honey. Now, this is a love that acts. This is a love that is sacrificial to self for the benefit of others. How does Jesus Christ love? Here's Jesus Christ. We ought to love one another as Christ loved. Christ loved sacrificially to self for the benefit of others.